Stephen A. Leahy, how are you doing today?
I'm just great, John. And I have to agree with you. The weather's awesome. It's nice to be outside. It's nice to be downtown with the weather like this. Love it.
I'm glad we agreed on that because I'm about to give the IRS some props, and I know you're not going to like that.
All right, probably true.
I'm reading this article. It's all over the place now. This one in the Washington Post about thousands of high-income earners have not filed tax returns for several years, but the IRS did nothing to get them to pay what they owe, which is a problem. And they say now that changes. The tax agency says they're going to send notices to thousands of people who made more than 400 grand and did not file taxes in at least 1 year from 2017 to 2022. First of all, Stephen, how does that happen?
Well, I think a lot of high-income people are busy, right? And they don't, and especially if you're W-2 high-income, right? So you're making, you got a job and you're making good money. The IRS really doesn't want you to file, right, because you're overpaying your taxes. And
oh, so you might be due a refund.
Yeah, you probably are if you're a W-2 employee, and so they don't want to tell you that, right? But this new system, it's not a new system. They always have what they call a substitute for return, SFR, they call it. But it used to take the IRS some years to get to you, right, because they had to have someone go through the records. But now it's all electronic. You know, it's matching, and so they have this automated substitute for return program in place, and that's what's happening right now. They know if you haven't filed, it just pops up, so they know.
I don't want to judge anyone because I know people are in very unique circumstances, mm-hmm. and we talk about business owners being inundated and how they fall behind on that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But if you're someone who might be due a refund, I know you're busy, but if you're just a W-2 employee, filing taxes is actually not that hard.
Well, and if you're giving up a refund, you use the money to do your taxes.
Right.
So I've had high-income people, W-2s, and the only reason when they came in is because they sold a home. Because what people don't realize, when you sell your home, a 1099-S is issued. And they tell the IRS what you sold the house for. And if you didn't do your tax return, well, now the IRS imputes all that as income to you. So I just had someone, they got a $300,000 bill from the IRS because they didn't put the 1099-S on their tax return. Now it's a simple fix, but you know what? Think about getting a $300,000 bill from the IRS. It's an eye opener.
Yeah, I bet it is. So, how long of a refund will they still give you? Like, if you haven't filed for how many years, and you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, maybe I would have gotten a refund. Is it gone? At what point does that expire?
The answer is 3 years. So if you ask for an extension, then it goes to October, right? October 15th, 3 years later. But if you didn't ask for an extension, then it's April 15th. Or, it's, you know, as we know, sometimes it's April 18th.
If it's on the holiday or then the weekend,
So it's 3 years from the date that it was due.
Okay. So if you're someone out there that hasn't filed in 5 years, you're missing out already on 2 years of potential revenue.
Absolutely. And a lot of people, they kind of feel like it's in the bank. You know, it's like, oh, I got that. I'll get to it. As we know, you know, 1 year turns into five fairly quickly. You know, it's like time just goes by. And so you think, well, I'll get to it. I'll get that money from the IRS. They think I got money in the bank. But you don't. You don't.
Money's not in the bank till it's in the bank.
That's right.
I mean, that's okay.
That's good.
So, all right, let's say one of our listeners gets one of these 125,000 notices. I imagine a few people in the Chicagoland area are. One or two of them's got to listen to WGN. What should they do?
Well, I don't like anybody talk to the IRS, right?
Directly.
And again, if you're higher income, get some help. Mm-hmm. You know, don't talk to the IRS by yourself. Or maybe you just have to get your tax return done. But now you're going to have to do 2, 3, 4 years of tax returns. And not a lot of, not everybody does that. You know, mm-hmm. I do that in my office because many people that come to see me, one of the problems that they have, and I think I've talked about this with you, John, in that oftentimes tax problems are just a symptom. The real problem is record keeping or something like that.
For sure.
That prevents you from doing your tax returns in the first place, right? So, you could fix it. Many people come to see me. They haven't filed in 3, 4, 5 years. And so we have to go back and do those. The IRS won't talk to you until you're in what they call compliance. And compliance means you filed all your back tax returns and you're paying as you go. And that's the biggest thing.
Okay. I saw another story about the IRS and the extra funding that they got, which you loved.
Yes.
With the... the Inflation Reduction Act, getting a lot of money to fix the IRS. I am seeing stats that they have cut their average telephone wait time from 28 minutes down to 3. They've got new pop-up taxpayer assistance centers serving over 100,000 more taxpayers in person. And all this good news. What am I missing, Stephen? This seems like money well spent.
So there's like Danny Werfel, who's the commissioner of the IRS, comes out and says these things. You know, we've improved wait times. Well, in 2021, they only answered 20% or less of all telephone calls. So it's kind of when the bar is so low, it's pretty easy to improve upon it.
Right.
Same thing with these. Now they've had a free file. The IRS has had a free file system in place for many years. 70% of all taxpayers already qualify for it, and less than 2% of those eligible used it last year or in 2022.
Well, they've done a lot more advertising this year for people to do it. I've heard people starting to use it.
Well, I don't know if you know this, though. You know, there's big blowback about that because IRS didn't have permission to do this. They don't have the authority to start this system, and so there's a lot of blowback on this.
What do you mean they don't have the authority to start this?
Well, the IRS doesn't have right. They have to have Congress approval before they do things, and they don't, like, for instance, we talk about the 1099-K, right? And there's lots of senators and Congress people who are saying they're not implying or they're not putting that system in place for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. The IRS decided to do that themselves. Well, there's a law on the books, right? And who is the IRS to decide when to implement that law? That law was already passed by Congress, right? So they're supposed to put that in place. And so there's those that say, well, that's a political decision. And so the IRS is making political decisions, and they're not supposed to do that.
We could go into the weeds about about the constitutionality of deference given to agencies, which was a case in the Supreme Court.
It's coming up.
And it has already gone through oral arguments, and reading the tea leaves makes many people think that they're going to go away with the idea that the deference to the authorities will be given.
Yes.
Meaning that judges and Congress will have to be more specific about how that gets done. But that's so far in the weeds. I love arguing with you,
Stephen.
That's
a good weed. Yeah. That is. I think that's a very I love to talk about Supreme Court cases because they're so impactful, right? Mm-hmm. They have a big impact on all of us, and sometimes it goes over our heads that it's happening and we don't even realize it when they change the rules like this, and it's important.
Chevron,
yeah.
Let's look that up, people. We don't have time to explain it all. Mm-hmm. But look up Chevron deference and what that could change. Okay, Stephen A. Leahy, how can people reach you?
Go to fightbacknow.com. Get on my email newsletter because I give information out almost every day for business owners, information business owners need to know. And so you should get on my newsletter list. Go to fightbacknow.com.
Small businesses, one-person business, whatever?
Most of my clients are, you know, they're 5 employees or less, you know, most of them. I think a big percentage of my clients are realtors or they used independent, you know, 1099 independent contractors. And so I help them restructure their business to take advantage of all the deductions that are out there. Let the IRS help you build your business. That's by using these deductions that are available. And too many independent contractors don't do that.
Absolutely. Stephen, thanks for sticking around.
Thanks, John.
You can go home with Hochberg now. He's feeling sick. He's ready to go. He's giving you a ride on home. Take it easy, Leahy.
Thanks, John.
He'll take a break.